The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Continuing last week's commentary, in the late 1920s when I was a child, I remember relatives and friends who yearned to go to live in the Holy Land. They went to the Middle East and purchased small plots of land from various Arabs who were happy to dispose of their arid and dusty property. Only after they saw that the Jews, who created drip irrigation, made their own arid land blossom, did those Arabs begin to be jealous of the Jews, and tensions arose, and those tensions still exist and will never go away. I was a young mother in my mid-20s when Israel became a state in 1948, and it became apparent quickly that the surrounding Arab countries were joining together, prepared to fight Israel for becoming a state. They were motivated by jealousy and hate. Israel urged the Arabic people peacefully living among them to remain in their homes and be protected by the new state. But their Arab neighboring countries urged them to leave, assuring them that the Israeli Jews would be crushed and the Arabs could return to their homes victorious and get their sold land back. That never happened. Since they chose to leave Israel and join their Arabic brethren, Israel no longer wanted them back. So what happened? Those displaced Arabs were betrayed and not taken in by their Arab brethren who lived in large, wealthy oil countries. Instead, those Arab brethren chose to keep their Arab brethren in camps indefinitely, never wanting to absorb them even to this day. Why? Specifically as political pawns, to make the world sorry for the displaced Arabs and hate Israel and tell them that they should never accept the Palestinian state offered to them. Instead, just wait until Israel is destroyed. That was 60 years ago. They could have had their own country for the last 60 years, but the stubborn Arabs still hope to throw Israel into the sea. It's doubtful that will happen, but who knows? Israel must remain in a constant state of war. As a P.S., I would like to say, a few listeners called to remind me that I attributed last week's commentary to the wrong Miller. It was a Larry Miller, not Dennis Miller. I Googled Larry Miller and found a number of them, and then learned that the original Larry Miller in 2002 never got credit for that Palestinian piece or other of his writings. I'm sorry for that error, but the message was excellent, though the right Larry Miller should have received the credit and kudos for it. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay's Whirling.